just haven't like recorded, which is very obvious, in a very long time. Because okay, there's not actually like, okay, there's an excuse, but like I don't think it's a really wrong one. I just haven't like recorded. So I am very, very, very sorry about that. And I promise again that I will try my best to keep recording, even though I'm in school. So today's like discussion or topic, I'm the only one talking, but like today's like topic is expectations versus reality of university. So in my last episode, I mentioned that I am in the university, Covenant University, actually. So I don't know if this is like a personal thing, but I feel like everything we heard about university and secondary school is the complete opposite of what it actually means. Maybe it's because, I don't know, like, is it that it's because like it's a Nigerian university? It is, let me not say that we're in trouble now. It is supposed to be the best university in the country. Like, that's not the point, Sha. The point is that everything is not, like, it is the complete opposite of what we heard about secondary school. You know all that talk of, oh, just work now. When you get to university, you decide when you're going for class, you decide what you're going to do. That's a lie. It's a lie. Okay, let me just, like, it's just not what you expect. It's, like, okay, so I know that this is like personally for like Covenant University, but I have to have 70% attendance, right? I have to have 75% attendance so I can write an exam. Okay, and this attendance comes from like not only classes, so chapel service, by the way, roll call, by the way. It's just like completely opposite of what like you heard. Well, like I said, like it can be like for Covenant University. Because I know what I saw outside is not what I am seeing inside here, but absolutely fine. It's just very, very like different, yeah? Like that's what I'm trying to say. So first of all, let me talk about my first day in 111. Being the sensible human being that I am, yeah, I resumed late. Like everybody, like 111 students were supposed to resume like on a Monday, I think it was on a Monday, and I carried my coconut head and resumed on a Thursday with 400 level students. So everybody there, like, okay, very few 100 level students were there, but basically everybody there was in 400 level. And you see me, that I've never been to this place in my life, you know, walking in my very ugly colored polo shirt and joggers. I don't even, Jesus Christ. Because, like, we didn't know what we're like allowed to wear and what we're not allowed to wear, again. So I think everybody was just like trying to play safe. And I got there and I saw people like dressed very, very, very cut. People were wearing shorts. I don't even know what to say. So that day, I was I resumed 400 level students. Everybody there knew what they're supposed to do, and you see me just like sitting down with my face mask and crying. Because everybody was shouting, like, when I didn't understand something, and I went to ask like an adult there, like, oh please, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go now? Be like, are you not old enough to know? And I'm like, but like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I cried. I went back to meet my mom, like, so like during my registration, because you had to do quantities and everything. I went back to go and meet my mom. I said, why are you crying? Like, in case you haven't realized, you're in university now. You can't be doing all this baby thing anymore. And I had to like go back and sit down there by myself and do like finish my registration before I could actually like get into my hall. So I think that like realizing that, like in that moment, yeah, I just had to like tell myself that I'm learning, you know what, you can't be doing this anymore, you are old enough, you are, that I'm just supposed to like understand everything. Like it just like dawned on me that I'm learning, you have to be serious now. Like you cannot be running to mommy for anything anymore. So like I think that was like the first time I actually realized I was in university. Another thing that I really, really, really feel pained about is how to spend and how to manage money. Coming from where, like, I know that it's not everybody, but I am, like, personally, I'm not used to, like, okay, I'm not, this is how much you have for the month to spend, to eat, to do this, like, to try, like, survive, basically. And getting here, oh my god. Like, at first, dude, like, I was like I would spend like 500 naira. By the way, when we first resumed 100 level, like, packed food, that's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's pre-packed food, it was 400 naira. And, like, I would just buy that, like, one plate of pre-packed food and just be eating, like, my provisions. And my mom would be like, ah, Tamir, you're not eating. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm trying to manage money. And then all of a sudden, I, like, we found that this place is called Dockers Hall. I went, like, the first time I went, the amount of money I spent at first, my mom, like, she just called me, like, what's going on? Like, how did you? That, see, once you get there, like, that was then, we know better now. Once you get there, like, you are sucked into everything that is there. Like, you don't, it's like a trance. A trance, I swear to God. But, like, we know better now. So, that's another thing. Like, the most important thing I feel that, like, everybody, like, experiences is, like, becoming mature and trying to make good decisions for yourself. Like, I think that's the hardest thing, hardest thing, really. Like, obviously, like, okay, I feel like when, like, as you're growing up, you have to, like, make these decisions for yourself. Like, you can't actually, like, rely on people anymore. Like, make these decisions for you, because, like, at the end of the day, it is your life, and these decisions have to be made by you. Like, there's some things that you just have to, like, realize that, okay, I can't, like, I'm the only one who understands why I am making these decisions, therefore explaining it to someone else is going to be, like, very difficult, and, like, it puts you in this, like, very tough position. Like, I hope, like, you understand what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm trying to say, Sha. So growing up is, like, another very, very hard thing. Like, learning to, like, speak up for yourself and be like, okay, I want this, I don't want this. Like, those are things I really, really had to learn. Like, being a shy, quiet, take rubbish person doesn't work in university, because, like, if you don't speak up for yourself, like, if you don't tell someone, like, how you feel, nobody's going to be, like, asking. Everybody's trying to, like, figure out their own way. Nobody's going to have time to sit down and be asking me, like, oh, are you okay? Are you... No! Like, if you don't, like, say, okay, this is how I feel, this is what I'm going through, nobody's going to, like, take that notice. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. So, like, I had to, like, come out of that shell, like, personally. I had to, like, try very, very hard to come out of that shell of, like, okay, I don't want to say this, I'm too shy to say this, I'm too shy to do this. Because if you don't talk, you are on your own, and, like, keeping quiet is not really a good thing, especially with your grades. I'm not even talking, like, social wise, with your grades. There are some lecturers that will not, like, I'm like, okay, Jesus, how that is. There are lecturers that will not, like, they don't have time to be asking you, oh, do you get this? Do you not get this? Like, they can ask you, but, like, if it's, like, a general answer, then it is a general answer that they take it. They're not going to be, like, asking you individually, like, in secondary school, like, oh, do you understand this? Do you not understand this? If you do not speak up, then you are on your own, basically. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, so becoming mature and making good decisions for yourself, like, things that are still, like, based off your values. I feel like when you get to the university, I feel like a lot of people, like, just forget what they were, like, taught, I'm guessing. Like, people will just be like, okay, so I can just do whatever I want. Like, they lose themselves, basically, and I don't, it is not, like, right. It doesn't, like, help you in the long run. Unless you are, like, very sure of what you are doing, very sure, like, focused. That's what I'm trying to say, focused. You will not, you shall be getting a lot of trouble. Not even, like, with the school authorities, but, like, personally, you get in a lot of trouble. So, I think that's all for this episode. I'm very happy I started recording again, because I was actually, like, very, very scared that again. School has been very, very, I don't know if I've said this, I'm studying mass communication. It's not as easy as everybody thinks, by the way, okay? It is not just sitting down, writing, looking pretty, all those things. No, okay, we have a lot of projects, and I am risking a lot of things. Okay, not a lot of things, but I'm risking some things, like taking out this time to like code, because I feel like personally, I feel like I need this, and I'm hoping that it helps a lot of people too. So that's really all I'm trying to say. So thank you guys so much. Again, I apologize for like not recording in a very long time. School is not easy. Haha. So I'm in 200 level now, by the way. If anyone cares to know. So yes. So thank you guys so much for listening to Solace. I hope you guys come back again next week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I am looking forward to